You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Man, it's a beautiful day for a drive around the Metro D. Maybe you hit the lakes area and you went around the lakes and you said, look what we got here. Look what's cooking here. Well, look, you want to keep that car, your truck, your van, your vehicle in perfect tip-top condition, tip-top shape. Tip-top, I'm telling you. If you want to do that, I know you do, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert, that's X-P-E-R-T, Car Care.
That's right, Mark. And best of all, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road. They'll get you there safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care, that's Mike and his great people, services everything in your vehicle, top to bottom, front to back. You know what I'm talking about, something as simple as a wiper blade or as major as replacing an entire transmission or engine. And be sure to mention this cartoon over here that we have sitting next to Rob, and you'll be glad you did. Right there.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, I got an even better deal for you. You ready?
Yes.
You get a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That means you're saving $100 right there before you do anything else, just for any work done, saying Parker and the Man. That's all you got to do, and the savings is passed right on to you. Expert Car Care, they've got two good locations for you, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go get Expert Car Care. All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mine.
Okay, second game of the four-game series at Comerica. Astros and Tigers, and a pretty night for a ball game tonight at Comerica Park. Robbie Ray making his Major League debut on the mound in place of Anibal Sanchez. 2 strikeouts in that first inning after putting a couple of guys on. And after they could have done something better with their bottom of the first. But Miguel Cabrera slams his 3rd homer of the season. Miggy hits his 3rd. How about Miggy? He's just banging him now. 3rd of the season. It's 1-0 Tigers heading to the 2nd inning. I think we're in the 2nd now. College baseball in Mount Pleasant. Michigan beats Central Michigan today, 7-1. Michigan pitchers struck out 14 Chippewas. And in Kalamazoo, the Spartans beat Western Michigan 5-4. They'll host Eastern Michigan tomorrow. Cam Gibson, son of Kirk Gibson, went 2-for-5 on the day for MSU. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Get a haircut! That's my motto now for you, Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, conference semis, game one. Last check, Miami up 5 over Brooklyn, 27-22. LeBron had 6 early, but that game's moving right along down there. Portland and San Antonio game one will start at 9:30 tonight. Stanley Cup playoffs, round 2, game 3. Boston and Montreal this time in Quebec. No score first period. Chicago, Minnesota, 9 o'clock tonight. Other baseball, American League. Indians already lead the Twins 2-0 second. Rays over the Orioles, same score. Evan Longoria, his 4th home run. 2 others start at 10:05, including Yankees, Angels. Interleague series, Red Sox over the Reds 1-0 second. Blue Jays leading the Phillies 1-0 in the 2nd as well. Encarnacion is 3rd home run. Other games start later. National League, Dodgers and Nationals no score 2nd. Giants lead the Pirates 1-0 2nd. In fact, all these games are in the 2nd. No score Cardinals, Braves, and Atlanta. And the Marlins already on top of the Mets 2-0. And that is your sports wrap, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Jimmy Ellis has passed away. There's word tonight that the former boxer, who once held a couple of the heavyweight championships of the world, lost to Joe Frazier way back when, died at the age of 74. You remember Jimmy Ellis?
Yeah, I know the name, absolutely.
He had sparred with Muhammad Ali for many years and was really, back then, was one of the more prevalent guys in the game of boxing from like 1969 to 1975. He retired right after that. But at one time, the heavyweight champion of the world, Jimmy Ellis, dies at the age of 74. I just saw that and wanted to pass that on.
All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, a couple days before the draft. And so there's a report out on NFL.com that apparently Sammy Watkins is telling reporters that the Lions are looking to move up.
He's been tweeting it. He's been tweeting for about 9 days. That wink, wink, nod, nod, that it's the Lions. I don't know if he's trying to get here. He has no affiliation with the city of Detroit last I looked. But guy played at Clemson. You'd think he'd want to maybe stay in a warm weather climate. If he's doing it because he wants to be here, good for him. But Mark, this franchise does not need a wide receiver right now.
But I get it. If you're
we've talked ad nauseum about it.
If you're a receiver, you would want to come here. This is a pass happy team. They don't want all they do is throw the football, right?
Well, you had a 1,000-yard rusher in Reggie Bush, and Joique Bell and Reggie Bush are going to
They throw the football a lot here.
Well, it's a good offensive team. No one ever said this is a bad offensive team. There's nobody out there who said that the Lions are a bad offensive team. We know what they are offensively.
They just can't win.
Can't stop anybody.
How many times you got to go through this? I just don't even understand it. How shocked will you be if they make the right decision? I mean, would you be like,
yes,
finally?
I'd be more shocked if they make the right decision. If Darquez Denard, if what's his ass is up there, whatever his Paul Tagliabue or whatever his name is, Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell, yes, the current commissioner.
Whatever. Pete Rozelle shows up and says.
No, you mean Alvin Pete Rozelle. Pete Rozelle shows up, we're all in trouble.
Pete Rozelle shows up and says, all right, and he had that voice. With the 10th pick, the 2014 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select.
Yeah, the
Darquez Denard, corner out of Michigan State. Now get off my back.
Alvin Pete Rozelle, what was his biggest blunder as NFL commissioner? There's only one.
I don't know. I forget. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember. What is it? Just tell me.
They played games after JFK was assassinated.
Right, yeah, 63,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
Although he is the guy that actually had the Super Bowl when it first started on two networks.
Right.
How about that? You know the Super Bowl was on two networks, not one. Two. 1966. I think the first 2 years.
Well, I guess they figured that back then maybe CBS didn't reach everybody. You know what I mean? You've got to remember it was a starting point.
Well, they never thought about it. They never remember the Super Bowl was not big a stink. It was not zero. In fact, if you remember, there's a famous shot.
Oh, empty seats.
Yeah,
everywhere.
The coin flip at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. And they pull out, and there's nobody there. And they actually told people at the end of the first quarter to move into the center areas of the Coliseum so it looked like there were more people within camera view. That's the Super Bowl, man. The first couple of them, 66 and 67, when the Packers won the first two.
At least they didn't go rustle up the homeless outside of the stadium and bring them in.
Are you sure?
I mean, that would have been something.
If you've never been to the Los Angeles Coliseum, that is a terrible area of L.A. That's South Central.
I know exactly what it is. I have family who lives over near there, so I know exactly.
And I've been there a million times, and it is one of the – let me tell you.
I know it.
Whether it's a concert or a sporting event, you drive, you go in, you get back in your car, you leave.
I know exactly where
There's
it is.
No hanging out
but
at
I'll
the
tell
Los
you this,
Angeles Coliseum.
The cleanest supermarket I've ever been to was in L.A., and it's in that area. On
Sentinel?
Safeway? Is it a Safeway?
Safeway? What Mark, street?
I can't remember the street, but it was in L.A., not too far from that area. And I'm going to tell you.
By the sports arena?
It's not that far. And I went in and I said to the, I went in to buy stuff.
I may have been in there.
I went in and I said, can I speak to the manager? And he said, is there a problem? I said, dude, I travel all over the country. This is the cleanest supermarket I ever been in. He says, you know what? He says, you're not the first person. He said, we get compliments all the – Mark, you know when you walk into a supermarket and sometimes it's like, okay.
Okay, well
– floors are immaculate. Mark, I'm telling you, it's the cleanest place I've ever been in to buy food.
I got to tell you, I worked in one for a while, Rob. I worked at Sunset
not a good
Foods.
Thing.
Hold on.
Stop. I don't want to hear about the mice and the
no,
rats
no.
and all
I'm
that
I'm going to tell
stuff.
You that our supermarket, you could eat off the floor.
Was it that clean?
That clean. We had the – look, we were high-end. We were the kind of people, you wouldn't even let the ladies take their stuff out of the basket. We had to do it. We all had a tie on.
So did you work in the butcher shop at the?
No, Toto did.
Toto?
Toto was the guy because Toto would answer the phone. Toto's meat market, what's your beef?
Really? That's how, okay, that. Wow.
Long before I ever heard of what's your beef, you know, and
before Stoney
else.
And
yes.
them and Mojo.
Toto's meat market, what's your beef? Toto was our meat guy. His name, T-O-T-O, Toto. And I'm really going back now for this. But we had the cleanest, and the ladies went to their car. They were not allowed to put the groceries in their car. They drive up through the thing. They took a ticket, handed us the ticket. We put the groceries wherever they wanted them in the car, and they drove off.
So you could take something out. They probably would never know that it wasn't in the
well,
bag.
Well, that wasn't the point.
No, I'm just saying what I'm thinking.
But we had to make this thing. It was immaculate. So I know what you're talking about because that was like the most
it makes
anal
a big,
thing in the world.
It makes a big difference when you come
oh, yeah.
in. I'm going to tell you, too.
Dude, if Joe Passanato saw that those things weren't faced, if, like, the cans weren't faced, he'd call you out and say, get, even if someone was just taking a can off the shelf.
That was one of the things that I'm always about. It's got to be clean, any kind of restaurant.
Shout out to Sunset Foods. Shout out to Joe, Tommy Cortese.
Would you stop? Are they still alive?
Yes, and they're working there. Ron Bernardi and Tom Cortese are still – I worked there at 15. They're still working
there.
They're
not working there 40 years later. No, they're not.
They were like in their 20s. Now they're in their 60s still running the store. I'm telling you. My mother goes in and she sees them. They're, hey, Mrs. Wilson, how are you? And these are the people I worked with.
They said, how's your son? Did he ever turn out to be anything?
She says no.
No, he didn't.
He's working at a grocery store in Ensenada, you know.
All right, 248-848-1130. Everybody says I'm always hard on the Lions, I'm ripping the Lions. Mark, I think they're going to do the right thing, and they're going to draft a corner, and people will be very happy.
And what
happy.
Will you say if Sammy Watkins, if they trade up with Jacksonville at number three,
I would think give away
two picks or whatever
it is. I think that they're nuts. I really believe that this makes only sense for them to do the right thing in this situation. I believe they're going to do the right thing.
You know what? I'm going to have to ask you this.
People will be happy.
On a percentage basis, what are the chances that they do what you're saying?
I think it's 90%.
You think it's 90-10?
Yep. And I'm going to tell you why.
I think it's 50-50.
I think that Jim Caldwell coming here is going to – I do, Mark. I think he's going to say, dude, okay, you guys, it's cool. You're here. Guys, you haven't done anything. Okay? You haven't done anything. Say what you want about who was playing, who wasn't when he went to Super Bowl and all this other stuff that he did. The bottom line is still, let the guy come in, give the guy some room to Mark to try to build a team and fix what's been wrong here. I think Jim Caldwell will get his way in this first draft. I do.
Look, last night Peyton Manning was on Letterman, like I mentioned. Jim Caldwell had Peyton Manning. Now, Manning didn't mention Caldwell by name at all last night. But he obviously talked about his Indianapolis days because of, you know, Letterman's from Indianapolis proper. And, you know, there was a little Denver and a little Indianapolis. The reason I'm bringing that up is because when I see Peyton Manning and think that he actually played for Jim Caldwell, he was Caldwell's quarterback till that final year, and then it was Dan Orlovsky, hit me, Gary. I mean, my God. He had no choice, I suppose, at that point. I mean, I had to go with Dan Orlovsky, you know, because Peyton was out. And actually, Peyton went really into depth about the injury and about the surgery he had in the neck and whatnot. So all the people that thought that was phony baloney, I mean, Peyton Manning would have had to have a nice lie going.
Phony for what?
There are people that keep thinking that Peyton Manning knew what was coming, and he phony baloneyed the neck thing so he could get out of playing that final year in Indianapolis, and he could write his ticket somewhere else. Heard it a million times.
I don't buy that.
I don't either. And especially after last night, it'd be a hell of a script he had to memorize and all the technical stuff he brought in with the surgery itself. My point again in that is this, that you'd think that Caldwell would want as many offensive weapons for Matthew Stafford as possible. But I think that I know that Jim Caldwell said, because I know quarterbacks, I know the importance in this conference and in this division of being able to stop, like you said, Aaron Rodgers. Be able to stop, whether you like him or not, Jay Cutler, his record in the regular season is almost incredible as a regular season starting quarterback in Chicago. Say what you want, and you wonder, why do the Bears keep bringing back Cutler? Because he's like 38-14 or something in the regular season. Just hasn't gotten over the hump of the postseason. You got to stop those guys to get to the playoffs, to make sure you get there.
And I think if Jim Caldwell wants to start on the right foot here, Mark, you can't. It can't be business as usual. Otherwise, why did you come here? Why bother? That's what I'm saying. I don't believe Jim Caldwell will come here and be business as usual. I'm not buying it. I think this will be the first time you'll say, here's a veteran NFL guy who came in the room and said, no, we're not doing this. And I know Mark, he's an offensive guy, don't get me wrong, but I think Jim Caldwell knows, if you watched, and he claims he watched every snap and he watched all the tape, if you're going to tell me you watched the end of those games and saw players, quarterbacks make 15, 18-yard passes for completions
every single week,
Mark. Every single week. Anybody who didn't see that, you're blind, because that's how they lost. Go look. They had a lead in all those games, Mark. All the games.
And Rob, it's not just about last year. It's about the year before.
No, I know.
It's about the last decade. It's about the last 20.
But
it's about the last 55.
But the only thing is, last year, 6-3, weak schedule. People were saying they're going to run the table. Look at how weak the schedule is. Oh, my God, they're going to beat Tampa. Oh, they're going to beat...
Did you really need a piece of paper?
Yeah, I'm just like, okay. Oh, they're going to beat Tampa. Oh, they're going to beat Baltimore. Oh, the Giants. Eli sucks. Oh, they're going to beat the Giants. They didn't beat any of those teams. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, you know what? Because you ain't got enough stoppages. And you ain't got enough people to do the stoppaging. And if you think the linebacking core is set, you're wrong. If you think Ziggy Ansah is the answer as your edge rusher, wrong. I do believe that Dominique Sue and Nick Fairley get the job done in the middle. I'm good.
I don't know about you. I have respect for Jim Caldwell. I think things are going to change here. And
I told you, I love Jim Caldwell.
And I think he's going to be, this will be the start of it. Stop loving all these dudes.
I know. I really like Jim Caldwell. Compared
Why
to what they've
Why are you in love
had.
With everybody all of a sudden?
I'm not. I wasn't in love with Jim Schwartz.
No.
From day one. And I like the guy. I mean, as a guy, but remember, it's never about liking the guy. It's
we
about
always
his
say that.
Football acumen
That's
and whatnot.
That's what we're talking about. All right, 248-848-1130. Chime in if you would like to on this. You think it's business as usual? Is Jim Caldwell going to turn this thing around?
Boy, it's taking this
You've
long.
You've never heard me to say
no,
that.
No.
Okay, Mark?
And I guess it's just because we're waiting till May 8th for the draft. And it's 2 weeks past when it should have happened.
I'm not Mark. You know me. I'm not on that kick. I'm not. I just think there's
oh,
no
just
way.
Draft
there's,
already.
There's no way he took this job to do business as usual. I can't believe it.
248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man
on Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You can always listen to us through the iHeartRadio app. Get your iHeartRadio app. Get your iHeartRadio app. Yep. Get your iHeartRadio app. We didn't even win an iHeartRadio Music Award, Rob. What's up with that? How come we didn't win one? We sing all the time on this show. You sing Meet the Mets, Greet the Mets.
I don't know. We got shut out.
I'll tell you what. Count me out in September, those 3 days, when I go to the iHeartRadio Music Festival at MGM in Las Vegas. You ain't going to see me at all.
No, we'll play best of shows. I'll be gone, too.
Okay. Art Regner will be in for Matt Shepard tomorrow morning.
All right. Hey, Artie.
Artie will be in for Shep, 7 to 10. Mike O'Hara, one of his guests tomorrow, because we're on the doorstep of the draft. So,
matter of fact, if you go to DetroitLions.com, Mike O'Hara, I'm on there today.
You are?
He did a media cavalcade of people to
who's
pick.
Who's going to take?
Who the Lions going to pick. So I'm one of the guys. There's a lot of people.
Who'd you pick?
Jennifer Hammond, the OKC Oklahoma State.
You picked Justin Gilbert?
Gilbert. I picked him. I think that's
why Gilbert over Dirk? You just fight it.
No, I don't.
You fight, Mark
I don't
Dantle.
Know.
You
no,
fight
I don't.
East Lansing.
No, I
you,
don't.
You come up here once, twice,
no,
three times.
No, if they took Darquez, I'd be happy with that, too. As long as it's a corner. If it's a corner, I'm good with it.
So
seriously.
You couldn't just say, I'm going to give it the acquiesce
no,
to the good
to go,
people.
You need to go to it. And I don't think anybody, I think everybody.
Nobody picked Arnard?
I think everybody picked
Why don't they like their quest?
Go
What's
look,
wrong?
Mark, can you pull it up when you get a chance? I want you to look at it.
I'll do it in the next break.
Okay.
God. Can I read over all everybody's picks? Did anybody have any weird picks?
No. I think it's Hammer.
Who'd Hammer pick?
Matt Shepard's on there. I don't remember. You got to take a look at it, but it's pretty good. So O'Hara called a lot of people and got some
okay,
stuff.
Okay, fine. We'll read that.
Let's read that.
He'll be on tomorrow with with Artie. With our guy, Artie Regner.
Another thing, Mark, later on in the show, we're going to talk about it was a big firing in the NBA today, too. And, Mark,
yeah,
don't
goodbye.
Have your personal things. Come on, stop it.
Not personal. From everything I heard in that area about Mark Jackson.
Well, Mark Jackson was fired by the Warriors.
And guess what, Rob? When you go to the playoffs and you win 50-something games, there's a reason why they fire you.
There's no doubt that there's other issues. And he fired two assistant coaches, so we already know that there's something going on. But the bottom line is still... would you be interested in Mark Jackson being the next Pistons
First
coach?
Text I got today. First text I got, I'll read it to you, was, let me read it properly. It was about Mark Jackson. We go. I don't know what that meant, but Pistons could do worse than take a long look at Mark Jackson, who just got ziggied in Golden State. First text I got.
Oh, no. A Bill Buckner at first base today.
Buckner's back? Playing for the Twins?
Wait till you see the replay on this.
Mark. I'm not going to see the replay. Mark. Dude, Bill, that's why I don't watch television while
Bill,
we're on.
Bill Buckner.
How about Bill? Can't you use Leon Durham? Bull Durham did it too.
No, but when you do it in a World Series with two outs, I'm sorry.
Yeah, for me, that was my World Series in the 84 postseason.
No, I understand that. That was terrible.
That was to get the Cubs to the World Series.
What a choke job.
Both of them.
Right.
Obviously, Buckner's the more famous one. Bob Krause is going to join us, and then, yes, we'll go through this thing that you said about, because you know what? Y'all hating on this guy. I don't know why Darquez does not get more love. Coming up, 8 o'clock hour, and oh, what else is today, Rob Parker? Just to let you know so we can throw it out one more time. What is today?
It's a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday.
Not right now, but we're going to do it tonight. You can do it on Twitter, hashtag TTTT, or you can do it right here on Sports Night with Parker DeMann on the Redidio. And we got Sports Wrap coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
All right, does anybody out there, well, I think you do, so I'll just say it this way. Do you or anybody you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, you need to contact the good people at United Credit.
That's right, Mark. United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees, even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years' experience, they've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's your BBB. And they've achieved great results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
That's right. So let them help you restore your score.
We talk Lions, and we always say restore their work because that was the old days.
This is even better right here.
Restore the score is so much better.
That's right. And get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone right now. You don't have to wait till the morning or business hours. Pick up the phone. Call 877-274-7654.
It's 877-274-7654. It's United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United Credited.
Yeah.